are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. And Adam Chaskin joins us this morning. He is the executive director of the Sydney Albert Albany JCC, Jewish Community Center, and he joins us now to talk about Camp Courage, which is entering its second year and is designed to help underprivileged kids from the Albany City School District fighting childhood obesity partake in the JCC's summer camp activities and also have counseling on nutrition, exercise, etc., to help build a lifetime of good habits. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Adam Chaskin to the program this morning.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate you having me today.
Very nice to have you with us. Thank you very much, and thank you for the great work you do at the center. Give us a sense of how does Camp Courage, we can talk about it specifically in a moment, but give us a sense of how it fits into the overall mission of the center.
Well, certainly our mission is to be a place where people can grow both in all dimensions, whether it's spiritually, health-wise, friendships-wise. We are a place where the community can grow and prosper. And certainly this is an important issue, childhood obesity, in our community, and something we feel very passionate about, being a large fitness center and fitness and health being one of the major principles that Jews in general operate on. And so we saw this problem in the community. In fact, Carrie Engel, one of our assistant fitness directors, was the one who created this idea a few, couple years ago. We approached the Albany School District, and they were very much interested in being a partner with us. And fortunately, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation also came on to help to support financially this program. We reach out to the Albany School District as a partner to help identify young people who already have been diagnosed with some childhood obesity issues. And together, we take those kids in the summer. We start with them in the summer. Work with them both at the JCC on nutrition, behavior modification, personal training, and we disguise it all in some fun games that they play. And then we also let them bring them to our campsite up near Grafton, 180-acre campsite in Grafton, New York, where they can experience what I call more of a traditional camp experience for part of the day also. All this happens throughout the summer, but on top of that, it's not just an eight-week program, because obviously to have the impact on these kids to truly change the way they're living and their families, there's other components. There's year-round education, and we're happy to say this year, with partnering with the Cornell Cooperative Extension, we've added that we now have in-home counseling to go into the home, because not all the parents in the home are able to attend our family events, and so now we are going into the home to help with that nutrition education.
So the actual camp runs 8 weeks?
Correct.
And so does the child go for all 8 weeks?
Yes. They're okay. There for all 8 weeks at no charge to the child.
And roughly how many kids will be at the camp this year?
We'll have 20 kids this summer. We're still keeping it small still as we make sure that we have a high quality product. We certainly hope as some benefactors come along and to work with the Seymour Fox Foundation and others, that we can grow the camp in the future.
Roughly how many of, what's the age of the children?
They're 8 to 11-year-olds.
Okay. And are they all from one area or one school district, or does that kind of filter through the region?
They're all from the Albany City School District. They're not from the same schools, but they're all from the Albany City School District.
And when they come, I guess that age, that seems to me to be a long time to be away from home. But would they come in and out? Is that how that
works? Yes, they're dropped off.
It's a day school, or a day camp.
It's a day camp, exactly. Yes. So they're dropped off each morning between 8:30 and 9, and they spend the day with us and go home at approximately 4:30 each afternoon.
And how many years have you done this particular camp?
This is our second year.
And I assume you learned a lot in the first year.
Yes, we certainly did. And that's really why we added the component of in-home, because we found that a lot of the family members were not able to attend for various reasons. The additional program we had for families, not just during the summer, but year-round. And we recognize that as much as that we can educate the children, in most cases, they're not the ones making the decision at home as to what food is actually available for them to eat. And so the family education is an extremely important part of this also.
When you talk about the overall issue of childhood obesity, when it comes to the kids, are because I know the counseling is part of this as well, is a lot of the problems overlapping the same? Many of these children are dealing with the same issues, or does it become very individualized at a point?
There are a lot of overlapping issues. There's no doubt about that. Certainly, we have the ability with the counselors we have on staff to handle any unique situations that come up, and there certainly are some that do arise. But in general, most of the issues are similar in regards to the lack of availability of quality, healthy food at a price that can be afforded, and the education of what even is healthy food for a lot of the families.
I assume that it turns around in the sense that you send this child who has now been educated back into a home environment where they become, the child becomes the teacher to the family of this is what needs to be done.
We certainly hope that. We send home lots of information. The kids have journals they keep, and coupled with the family education that we do both in the home and out of the home, we certainly hope that that has a lasting impact on the families to turn around what is obviously a nationwide problem that we have right now with obesity in this country.
What other camps does the center provide?
We run camps for 3 to 5 year olds that we call Camp TOF, from six year olds on up to teenagers called Camp Olam, and then we have a teen camp also our teen camp that works with teenagers up to the age of 16.
So there are many different missions within the camp structure of the center then.
Certainly.
For all ages.
Yep, and the other camps are more what I would call your traditional camp experience for the kid. They're
yes.
all day camps,
yep.
And they're getting their fill of swimming and other recreational activities and arts and music throughout the day.
And we should mention that when it comes to Camp Courage, a lot of this is, there, of course, is exercise is a big part of it. Getting the kids out there.
Yes, and just teaching the kids that, there are fun ways to exercise. I mean, sometimes they have in their minds this vision of exercise as this uncomfortable, grueling thing. And, they realize sometimes just walking can be a great form of exercise. Some of the recreational games that they play, they maybe don't even realize that they're exercising while they're playing. It doesn't have to be sitting on a running so many miles or, using weights all the time. It can be fun.
What link do we see between, or ultimately do you and the school district see, between underprivileged kids and the problem of childhood obesity?
Unfortunately, it is a higher rate with low-income families. A combination of factors being the availability of affordable food and also the education factors are the two main reasons why you see a larger obesity rates, but at the lower income levels. Unfortunately, it's a disease that affects everyone, but you do see higher percentages at the low income levels.
Is it, and we call it a disease, and rightly so, is it always to the point of, especially with the children who come to the camp, is it diagnosed in the sense of have these students gone through a medical checkup to say, okay, this is what is going on here?
Yes, all these students that we are working with have already been diagnosed with childhood obesity from their local medical physicians.
When you, I mentioned, of course, that this is the second year and you're going into this. What I'm curious about is, there's a lot here, isn't there? I mean, a lot of issues. There is, of course, the nutrition. There is the getting the child exercise that's necessary. There is the educating the parents, all that information. But I assume you also get into self-esteem issues, you get into bullying, you get into all that stuff. And do you look to address those issues as well?
We do. We certainly do. We have a behavior specialist who is a trained counselor who is part of our staff, who works with these kids, because you definitely do see some of these issues as to some of those, as you mentioned earlier, are they common themes or some children have some unique things. And that's sometimes where we get into some of those unique things that maybe it isn't so much the education. Maybe they have had a bullying issue that has the way they've dealt with it is through unhealthy habits that have led to childhood obesity. But we have on the staff people that certainly can help them with that.
And last year, did you see a community forming of these kids, of becoming friends with each other, and of course putting them back in the school district, where I assume those bonds would be very strong after that?
Oh, certainly. The kids definitely bonded throughout the summer, and when they got back to school, we heard from through the school personnel, we heard how they were talking about this great experience they had, and people were excited right away, to want to get signed up for next summer. So it was fantastic to have that positive feedback after the first year.
How do you see the program expanding?
Well, I think with additional funding, we'll be able to service more children, and that's really what it comes down to be honest. Obviously, we'd have to bring on more staff as we grow, but fortunately, there is a lot of very high-quality staff who cares passionately about this issue and would love to be involved. At the end of the day, you know, there are costs involved, and the JCC does put in a fair amount, actually a majority of the cost to cover. And with the help, like I said, of our lead sponsor, the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, we're able to service these 20 kids. But in the future, we certainly hope to be able to grow the program.
Adam Chaskin is the executive director of the Sydney Albert Albany JCC, and he is with us today to talk about Camp Courage, which is entering its second year, designed to help underprivileged kids from the Albany City School District fighting a childhood obesity. We'll have links posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable so you can find out more information about the work that Adam and the JCC are doing in our region. Adam, thank you very much for being with us and for sharing your good work. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having
me today.
Great
pleasure. Thank you very much. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.